Good afternoon. Temperatures really struggling today as the heart of an Arctic air mass settles in over interior New York and New England. Temperatures are having a hard time getting back up to the 20-degree mark, and in some cases, this will not happen. In other cases, even if it does pass 20, it will only be by a couple of degrees later on this afternoon. This despite a fair amount of sunshine which broke out early this morning. Clouds are mixing in now from time to time, and the wind is blowing at times up to 10 to 15 miles per hour. This is only adding to the chill, and wind chill values through the rest of the day will range between 0 and 15 above. The wind will also produce more lake effect snow downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario, and in these locations another 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible by the afternoon tomorrow. This on top of the 1 to 2 feet of snow that the same areas picked up during the midweek period. For the vast majority of interior New York and New England, however, we will continue with the in-and-out sunshine and just scattered flurries and snow showers as temperatures drop back into the teens tonight. Flurries and scattered snow showers will dominate tomorrow as well, otherwise in-and-out sunshine and that breeze with temperatures pushing up a touch and into the lower and middle 20s. This will set the stage for another storm heading our way from the middle part of the country for the weekend. It'll start out dry on Saturday, and as a low-pressure wave works its way down the Ohio Valley and toward the Jersey coast, we'll pick up some light snow during the afternoon and into the evening. It'll snow first in the western Catskills and Mohawk Valley, and then overspread eastern New York and most of New England through the latter stages of the afternoon, and it will continue to snow throughout the area into Saturday night. Temperatures on Saturday will hold in the 20s. The snowfall Saturday night will continue into Sunday morning before winding down, with most places picking up at least a few inches by Sunday morning. Then we'll have some sunshine breaking out Sunday afternoon, although it will be breezy and chilly with highs around 30. It'll be a dry day to start next week on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-20s. Another weak disturbance will produce scattered snow showers on Tuesday as it pushes back up toward 30 degrees and right around 30 with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, those lake effect snow warnings that were taken down briefly this morning are right back up downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. We'll continue to see the lake effect snows redevelop during the day today, continue into tonight and tomorrow. Another 1 to 2 feet of snow will fall in the locations that have already picked up a foot or more of snow through the midweek period. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Naples and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 31 below zero at Fauston and Orr, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 20s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and high temperatures in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 23, the record high, 62, set in 1979, and the record low, 12 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning was at 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers, especially closer to Lake Ontario today. Highs in the teens. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, with lows staying in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the middle 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls redeveloping downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers and squalls tonight, and lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with snow developing during the afternoon on Saturday, lower to mid-20s. Snow Saturday night and Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy Sunday afternoon, highs around 30. A mix of sun and clouds in the 20s on Monday, mostly cloudy with snow showers on Tuesday in the lower 30s, and right around 30 with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.